Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Well, you can tell by the snorting, whistling, pooting and belching in the background. It's Full English Breakfast on KX93.5. Hello, I'm Jason Ferry, and this morning, Martin Cohen's here.
Good morning.
Morning, and Daniel Barnes is here.
Well, good morning to you all.
Christian Nelson is here.
Good morning.
Yeah, so there you go. Good morning.
That's it.
That's it, that's all I wanted to say.
See,
I'm not going to introduce Chris, because it doesn't matter, does it? The bottom line is four Yorkshiremen.
Four Yorkshiremen.
Yeah.
Well, he's from South Yorkshire.
Well, I know, but we included really because count. Nothing unites like a common enemy.
Right.
See? So we included.
He's not our common enemy.
No, I'm saying that... Oh, never mind. What's happening, Danny Barnes?
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I know. We've been away a few weeks because there's been things happening.
It's been the season.
It has, yeah. Jews holidays. Nice weather, though. It's always nice weather for Jews holidays.
What did you do? Do you have Jew food?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Do you go Jew places?
Bageling. We went bageling, didn't we? Me and you, Martin. Bagels.
No, we bageled. Didn't. Do you have to wear your little thing a lot?
No, we didn't.
Your hat?
I have to wear the little hat.
How often, like, in bed?
Oh, all the time.
Is it like wearing socks in bed?
Second circumcision period.
Yeah, that and a condom.
That's all right.
You have to wear that and a condom the whole time, all the time, yeah.
What, even after sundust?
I only take it off to have sex, the condom.
Do you have to fast?
What? We did a bit of fasting, yeah.
No, why do
you call it a fast? Because you didn't. Because you're a very bad Jew.
I don't feel that I need to repent.
Right. You had to repent for, didn't you?
I don't sin.
You never pented in the first place. You don't need to repent.
Exactly. I'm not Catholic.
Quite right. What do they have? Is it shame or guilt, the Catholics?
Everything.
They have a stick.
Are you Catholic, Chris?
No.
No.
I'm Christian.
Have you dated Catholic girls in the past?
I'm married to one.
You are married to one. Ah, so you know.
Uh-huh. I know what guilt and pain is, yeah.
Right, and is she like a serious Catholic? Does she go and like do...
Church.
Church stuff, yeah. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, the big building with man in the funny
church.
Hat.
Does she do church?
No, Mrs. is Catholic as well.
No, she's not.
She is.
Really?
Yeah. Drag me along to the... what's it called?
Church. Yeah. Have you done confession and all of that?
I've not done confession.
Have you got rosary beads?
I've cried.
Have you got rosary beads? Because that would explain the way you walk.
No, it's not rosary beads. It's what's his name? It's those things that the Arabs hold.
Rosary beads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're worry beads.
Well...
They're worry beads, yeah.
What they're worried about?
I don't know, but the Catholics are worried about, I don't know, being naughty to God.
Death.
God does things to them. Yeah. Torture them.
Yeah. No,
for eternity.
Brimstone and lightning.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to sit here and talk rubbish for about an hour.
Sounds good.
In fact, not about exactly an hour. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go home. So it'll be perfect, really.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thought we'd play some music in the meantime, too. How about that?
What you got?
I got this was driving me nuts. It's been in my head all. I kept waking up in the middle of the
night. What is it?
What's driving you nuts? It's a song called "Life's What You Make It" by Talk Talk.
Oh, I love that song.
I wore City Country Bowl 2 square on your body. Then I'll begin.
I love it. It's been an earworm of mine this morning, that Life's What You Make It by Talk Talk. Mark Hollis's band, they've retired. Because they just made a bunch of money by having people cover their songs over the years.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't No Doubt have a hit with one of their songs? All you got to do is talk, talk. Was that them?
No. It was, oh, Lord, now you've got me. It's My Life.
It's My Life, that
It's My
it.
Life.
That's right, yeah. So good for them. I'm a bit jealous, actually, because, you know, they're rich.
Don't be.
I am jealous.
Because it left him in a really... See, Mark Hollis, once he started gaining notoriety and fame, become more reclusive. Right. He had this issue about the corporate world, the corporate music world and everything. So,
it was one man against the world, like, for creative control, wasn't it?
Right,
was
but up
thing,
until
yeah.
that point, he was a man who wanted to get noticed in the music business and get his message across. He did, and then he did that thing what some of them do, which is weird.
Spiralled.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's moved back to London now. He's got two boys. And he's doing all right. I just read it on Wiki.
What's he doing these days? Is he repairing
nothing.
Clocks?
He's doing nothing.
He's got a little clock shop down in Covent Garden. Repairs clocks and antique Fabergé eggs.
He's managing a tie rack at Bournemouth Airport.
That's got to be tense. You know how they are.
No, it's very relaxing for him. He likes it.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
A tire rack?
Tire rack,
yeah.
I like tires.
You never bought tires at the airport?
Never.
Wonderful thing to do.
Talk Talk's a very tie kind of band. You could choose a tie to a Talk Talk song.
Right, no, they had that vibe, it was almost sort of corporate vibe about them, and yet he was
avant-garde. So if he was a tie, he'd be like one of those really expensive silk ones, but it'd be a smoked kipper.
Right. I never thought of them as avant-garde. Avant-garde.
I love smoke kids.
No, they're not avant-garde, you're right.
It's usually French for crap, isn't it, avant-garde?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Residents, they were avant-garde.
Were they?
Yeah. Mm. See, you've never...
I didn't know. That's right. I'm very mainstream.
Good for you, me too.
Chris Nelson's here, my friend Chris from England. Known for a long, long time, since, I don't know, ages.
15, 16.
But you don't live in England now, you live in Abu Dhabi.
I do, I live on the far side of the world, in fact.
Abu Dhabi. Can you speak openly about it, or you've got to be careful because of the secret police when you get back?
I've got to be careful because my boss doesn't know I'm here.
Or your wife.
Or my wife.
Your wife's like, where the hell is he?
Why are you not wearing a hijab?
Well,
you can if you want. This is the free country. This, you can wear a hijab if you want.
You can wear them here.
I tried it in France, man, and I very nearly got mugged.
Yeah, no, you have to be careful there. They don't like it.
Yeah.
The old Frenchies.
They're a bit edgy about that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you know, with people getting, you know, killed and that. They're worried about it.
Mind you, though, when a 6-foot Moomin comes down the street, I get a bit edgy.
By the way, just FYI, 99.9% of terrorists that have killed people recently, Islamic terrorists, not wearing hijabs at the time.
No, Nike.
Really?
Yeah, no, they were not wearing a hijab at the time.
Through the loom?
You can't run in a hijab. If you're wearing the full thing, you know, this full mystery guest deal with just your eyes showing.
Right.
You can't run with a gun.
It's like trying to run when you're dying for a wee.
No, it's impossible.
Dressed in one of those dying for a wee, that'd be impossible.
Well, it doesn't matter though, does it?
Not really.
Nobody can say anyhow, so.
Yeah, it was many a terrorist attack has been foiled by the fact that a man just needed a wee.
I can imagine that. It's like, why didn't you go through with it?
No.
Well, I was just about to run into I was just about to run in there and I was dying to go and that's when they caught me.
I'm not sure whether we're not really allowed to make fun of terrorist attacks, but...
Why not?
Whatever. So, Martin, you got any news stories? Should we play another record and then do it?
Yes, we can do it. I've got a couple here.
All right, so this is a request from Chris Nelson, who's from Abu Dhabi, and called in this morning and asked for this song. So I'm going to play it right now.
Right on. Ek aisa di aasha jena sadiyan sukh sabeliyan nu din raat manaundi e kimar karke scenes behind the movie scenes. Sadi Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive from the morning past the evening to the end of the life. Brim full of Asher on the 45. Well, it's a brim full of Asher on the 45. Brim full of Asher on the 45. Well, it's a brim full of Asher on the 45. I'm dancing alive while it's a brim full of asher on the 45. Brim full of asher on the 45 while it's a brim full of asher on the 45. And singing, illuminate the main streets and the cinema aisles. Don't care about no government warning about the promotion of the simple life and the dams they're building. Brim full of asher on the 45. Well, it's a brim full of asher on the 45. Brim full of asher on the 45. Well, it's a brim full of asher on the 45. Everybody needs a bosom for pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Mine's on the 45. Mohammed Rafi, 45. Lata Mangeshka, 45. Solid State Radio, 45. Ferguson Motto, 45. Bob Publique, 45. Jack Dutronc and the Bowling Boogie, the heavy hitters and the Chi-Chi music, all in your radio, 45. Two in ones, 45. Abo Records, 45. Trojan Records, 45. Asher on the 45. Well, it's a brim full of asher on the 45. Brim full of asher on the 45. Well, it's a brim full of asher on the 45. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Mine's on the 45.
I'll tell you something, it's much funnier actually this show when the music's playing and we're just yakking, but we can't say, like, you know, 90% of what we say, though,
we can't
say on the radio. Can I just do one thing? It's very important that we do this.
Please
listen to this. Hold on, it's coming up right now. Right now. Here we go. Come on, do it
now.
Do it now.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
I wish you wouldn't keep doing that.
What?
Well, thanking them, because it makes me want to thank them as well.
Well, what have you got out of him?
Well, he just get last weekend.
He gets a lot of swag. Here's
last
thing,
weekend.
Chris, he comes in here every week and he lies about what the British Air Company have given him. Makes me feel
I don't
bad.
Know. I see him as some pretty good stuff. No, like, we were at the Montage lot all weekend last weekend in a villa
for massages.
Yeah. No, they gave us a villa for the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Paul and Tracy.
Of the British Air Company.
Thank you very much.
I saw him, I'm like, what's Martin doing down there? He was down there in one of the villas with his feet up, having a cup of tea.
Journalists and Thai brides.
Yeah. He said, order whatever you want, room service. Which I thought was very nice.
Can I tell you an absolutely true story, though?
Go on, then.
My wife went there yesterday. Ava went there yesterday, had her hair dyed. She looks $1 million. I'm even going to let her in the house today.
Wait, the Montage?
I'm letting her back in.
She went to the Montage?
No, she went to the British Air Company and had her hairdo done.
Yeah,
do you know why? Would you like to know why?
It was
a birthday. That's
it was her birthday.
No,
your birthday.
Nope.
No.
She's being interviewed for Stu News' Laguna Life and People.
Right on.
Mm. And she's going to be a whole thing this week, this coming Friday on Stu News, whole thing about my wife, Ava Burton. And it's not involving me. I'm not in there, although I did try and photobomb her. She's doing the photo shoot tomorrow. I ought to photobomb her.
You should. LLP.
No. What do you think? I'm here.
Just get some anyway.
Hello.
What about me?
I want to be famous.
Yeah, do you want to be married?
Right, good question, yeah. So, I should have to think about that for a minute. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, you're all right. It's working out.
So, fully was breakfast on KX93.5. Beginner's only FM. Human crafted radio. Can you tell? This whole thing wasn't. I know it's difficult to tell because it's such a slick operation, but it's organised by.
I have
human
a
beings.
Random question.
Do you?
Is it Laguna Beach's? I know it's only radio station, but has it been the only radio station? Has Laguna Beach had radio stations in the past?
Well, it's very interesting that you should ask that question because I don't know the answer to that.
Do you know they used to have a TV show from Laguna at one point?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. And a couple of radio, but nothing like this.
Well, if you saw that show, this is the real OC. This show is the real OC.
Yeah, vouch for it.
I don't think it is.
Now, actually, we should talk about this a minute because it's an interesting perspective from Chris because he's just arrived. Never been here before. Drove down from the airport yesterday. Completely new to him, so we could find out what it's... Because you told me some funny stories yesterday about bumping into American people he's never met before. American people in their natural environment, in their, you know...
Oh, my.
It's different, isn't it?
Very different, yeah.
Yeah, it's not what you expect.
Yeah, I mean, it's different here. It's the first time I've ever been to Osaka, obviously, so, you know, it's not what I expected.
Expected to see. People have got rounder eyes than I.
Yeah, much
very
taller.
Odd,
the Chinese food's good.
Chinese food's very good here, yeah. Very good. Yeah. So, I've lost the plot now.
He arrived.
I couldn't remember.
He met American people.
Before that. Yeah, what were we doing before that?
The show. Photobomb.
The show.
Ava. We were going forward.
You asked me about radio stations in Laguna. Right. So, there used to be a radio station in the 1940s. It didn't last very long.
No, it was about a year.
Now, how long has this radio station last, you may
5 years.
No.
Four.
4 years and one day. Well, yesterday was our birthday.
Oh, I know.
Birthday. Yeah. They said it couldn't be, you know, wouldn't be possible, actually. A lot of people said, yeah, rubbish. Unless you play reggae all day, you're not going to do any good in Laguna.
Where's the cake?
But we've done all right.
Hold on, where's the cake?
There is no cake. We're not allowed cake. No, because we're all, you know, we've all got high blood pressure.
I'm on medication.
Sugar reaction. We can't have sugar. He's got high blood pressure. And sugar makes me drink.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing. Good, well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. You got new stories?
There's two, and you can choose which one you want.
Go on, then.
There's a Disney story.
Yeah, Disney.
Or there's a story about elephants.
Okay. Well, that's kind of... Can we combine the two?
We could do, yeah.
Dumbo.
Yeah.
First of all, Disney. We'll do that one first.
Go on, then.
What three things are banned from Disney films?
Oh, Disney. I thought you said dysentery.
No, same thing. But
three things...
What three things are banned? You'll never see in Disney films.
Satanic mouses commanding the... when Mickey does the devil dance.
No, that was that movie.
Oh, three things that aren't allowed in Disney movies. Walt Disney.
Drugs, sex, and drugs.
No.
Sponsorship.
One of them we sort of spoke about this morning.
Oh, talk.
No, not talk.
Wow, I've no idea. Really, but so not
three
drugs.
Things that are banned.
Give us a clue. Are they sexual?
No.
Are they political?
No, none of the things you've mentioned so far.
Boomerangs.
Boomerangs, no.
Traction engines.
No, you might find one of those in tea, no.
Fruit.
No.
Flags.
No.
Elephants.
No.
Light bulbs.
Nope.
Plastic.
Fishing rods.
No. Arsenal supporters.
No. The third one, is smoking.
Muslims.
And we've spoken... No, you get Muslims because you see the Prince of Persia type things.
So smoking...
See-through hijabs.
He wasn't. I don't like to think of him as Muslim, though. I like to think of him as Zoroastrian.
So smoking, you won't see smoking. You won't see Mickey or any of the cartoon characters smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah. Number two, you'll never see this in a Disney movie, is impalement.
Really?
You'll never see any of the characters being impaled.
You mean, or?
No, impalement.
I can't say I'm that surprised.
Get ink everywhere if you impale cartoon characters.
Now, going to the number one thing you will not see in a Disney movie.
I got it.
What?
It's occultish worshipping things.
No.
Rape.
See that all over. Rape you might see, but you will not see decapitation.
I think I've seen that in a Disney movie.
No, animals die. They sort of run over a hill and die, and you don't see
how. So there's a list of things that, they're not allowed, and rape's not one of them.
It doesn't appear on this list.
No. You see, that's what the world's like post-Trump.
No.
It's allowed now. They're like, yeah, we don't mind that. We just don't like decapitation.
Decapitation, impalement, or smoking will never be seen.
So you will never see a headless lemming jumping off a cliff, smoking a cigarette, landing on an iron gate.
Well, if you've had your head chopped off
recently.
Hold
on, smoking there was. What was that?
I've seen smoking in Disney things, the early ones. Like pipes and stuff.
Yeah, the crow with that big fat stogie.
With the cigar.
Yeah.
And also on that Steamboat Willie. The first one, the black and white one, there's somebody smoking a cigar on that.
Well, this has probably been developed over the years, isn't it?
Right.
Did Popeye smoke a pipe?
Yeah, but he was not.
Yeah, but
wasn't Disney? Wasn't Disney.
Wasn't Disney.
Right. That's disgusting.
Did he smoke spinach? Was that spinach in that can?
Let me tell you the story about my 14th birthday when I got caught in the woods.
Doing what?
A lot of quiet.
I got caught smoking in the woods with my friends.
Let me guess what you were smoking.
We were smoking tea leaves.
Oh, man.
Out of a tea bag.
Did you ever smoke grass?
And No.
Not grass, I mean actual... grass. Yeah.
No.
Dried bananas?
We got dragged off, but what we'd done is we'd stolen a lamp. You know when they dig a hole in the ground?
Yeah, those paraffin lamps.
Paraffin lamp. So we'd nicked one of those, we were going to put it in our den.
The yellow one?
Build, yeah. And it was owned by the city council.
And, what, the den?
They saw the... we were renting it from them. Council.
The house.
Council on it. So we're walking along the street with our little lamp. And of course, a car pulls up.
Lamp?
Drags us off. The lamp that we stuck.
Yeah. What were you walking on the street with a lamp for?
Well, it was Passover.
Can you imagine? They used to have like a naked flame in those things, didn't they?
Hey, talking of sacrifices, I found out something really interesting.
Daniel?
About
I'll do it.
I found out something interesting about Yom Kippur.
Go on.
There's a thing called schlugging kaparis. Do you know about this?
Kapari?
You get a chicken.
Yeah.
You get a chicken. This is what you're supposed to do.
Nobody.
I mean, people do it.
It got banned in Orange County at the synagogue this year.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's an unhygienic death.
They get the chicken.
Compressed
air. Swing it around the head and they say a prayer. And the prayer says something like this. I'm paraphrasing. It says, "This is the chicken which is taking my sins. All my sins are being transmitted to the chicken," and then they kill it. They swing it around their head three times, and then they slice the neck of it.
Yeah,
right.
And the actual the thing that you're supposed to do, you're supposed to swing it around, but the important thing is to watch the chicken be killed.
You know what the artistic Chabadim do?
What?
They slice their neck and then round, and then they paint the walls.
Right, Jackson Pollock. Jackson Pollock,
chicken
wall. That's what that was all about, yeah.
Yeah, but he used paint.
Jackson Poultry. Jackson Poultry was his actual name.
Jackson Poultry. This one's called the stricken chicken you'll be licking. Off the walls.
I don't know why I got there. What was I talking about before the chicken thing? Smoking tea
in the forest.
So they pull us up and they take us down to the police station and they make us stand against the wall, like, you know, the stand of shame, while our parents arrive. Right, and they've emptied our pockets. So now they're looking at the stuff that's coming out of our pockets.
The contents.
A tea bag, right? A pipe, a drug pipe or a marijuana pipe, but just like a...
Old man's pipe!
Popeye pipe. Clay pipe. They pull that out and they're looking like, what the hell? It's an interesting juxtaposition. And then they pull out a cigarette lighter from Ladbrokes Casino that we got from somewhere.
White one, right? Was it white?
Yes, it was white.
Right.
And the cop says, "Oh, Ladbrokes Casino, you guys members?" We were 14 years old. And how you explain that when you're 14? Now, you can imagine our minds are going, how am I going to explain this? So I said, well, we built a fire in the woods with the lighter, obviously, and then we made ourselves some tea, and we stirred it with the pipe. It's quite creative, really.
Did they believe you?
14-year-old boy. I've no idea. I didn't get. I never got busted for it.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
Who were you with, and which police station?
I think it was Chapeltown Police Station, Leeds, closed down now.
You've had a couple
it's a
of
incidents. It's a Thai restaurant.
No, it's a pub, the Thai restaurant around the corner. Yeah.
You had a couple of incidents in that wood, didn't you? If I cast my mind back a year or so ago, didn't you go there in those woods before?
And do what?
I don't know. I just kind
I
of
saw some weird things that I don't want to talk about. Right,
that's
now.
What I'm talking
about. Right, yeah, exactly. It's KX95. It's Laguna's Only FM.
Full English Breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
They're easily forgotten, aren't they, Cooler Shaker? But they were part of the whole Britpop thing. Very psychedelic music indeed from 1995.
Do you remember their biggest hit?
Oh, no.
Hush! Hush! They did a cover of Deep Purple's Hush. That's what broke them.
Really?
That's the one that popped them.
I did
them.
Not know that. Yeah. Hayley Mills' kid, Crispin, he was the singer, the thing.
Two bands at the same time that had reasonable success. One was Cooler Shaker with Hush and the other was Reef. You remember that band,
no.
Reef,
yeah,
with
no,
Naked?
No! No.
They had the music on the Sony Minidisc commercial.
Reef.
Reef. If you can find that song by Reef Naked, it's classic.
R-E-E-F.
Yeah.
No, we haven't got it. Oh, well.
It's a shame.
There's a song called Champagne and Reefer by Muddy Waters.
That's a great song. The Rolling Stones did it on one of their things. That's a great song, actually.
So, Martin, what's Brexit. This story about Brexit, Brexit, Brexit,
well,
Brexit.
England's leaving the exit. The exit's leaving Britain.
It's no, like Brexit always England's... sounds like a breakfast cereal to me, like some sort of...
It so, just
well,
doesn't
there
it.
You go, apropos breakfast cereals.
Which cereal
was it? The first
good
problem.
Segue, yeah.
Very good segue. The first problem with Brexit is...
Sounds like Weetabix.
No.
It does, that's what it makes me think of.
There's a bit of a problem going on at the moment. I'm just at the edge of the story, to be honest. You might know a little bit more about it. But Unilever's products are not being, because of the value of the pound, I think, they're not being stocked on English supermarkets.
So which aren't?
Unilever's. Unilever, the company.
Right.
So there's a whole bunch of things that are not
company, Unilever.
Mm-hmm. They're not on the shelves anymore. You got Ben and Jerry's ice creams, Hellman's mustard, or Hellman's mayonnaise, PG tips, and the big Vaseline.
Yeah, but that's a bit...
For those of you who use it. And there's Marmite. For those of you who know what Marmite is, or even like Marmite, it's not
not to
on
be
the
confused
shelf.
With Vaseline.
It's not on Tesco's anymore.
No.
You can't confuse the two?
I have done, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I smeared it in the wrong place. It was not clever.
Vaseline or...
What,
or,
you mean?
Or...
You mean on your toast?
On my toes, yeah.
So it's really interesting. I'm looking at the Unilever Facebook page.
Uh-huh. Right.
They've taken all this stuff off the shelf. So stuff that's like a really British staple, Marmite, is a British thing, isn't it?
Right.
It's a yeast, for those that don't know, it's a yeast product that you spread on bread.
And you either like it or you don't like it. You love it or you
toast.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Bread, are you
do you like it, Chris? Are you a fan of it?
I love it, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
I like it. It's with salad cream.
People either love it or they hate
it's it. It's like jellyfied oxtail cream, soup,
right.
Isn't it?
What's that again?
It's sort of jellyfied oxtail soup.
It's very strong flavour.
I have a serving.
Like don't like
I have
it,
a
I
serving
like
suggestion. If you get a packet of English crumpets, lightly toast them, butter, Marmite, shave up some red onion,
Hans baked beans.
No. You got to listen. You got to keep it clean, right? And so you got this thing. You got the Marmite on it, red onion, and then salad cream on the top.
Beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
And then
that's
the one.
And throw it straight in the trash. That's
straight in the trash.
It's really a diet food that way.
With a cup of tea,
isn't it?
I've used it in the past to grease the logs on my car.
Marmite?
Yeah, and it
you
works.
You can make a drink with it.
It works.
Why have you got logs on your car?
Logs.
Oh, logs.
Logs.
Okay.
Why have you got ears on your car?
Yeah.
Can you
use... got a hear.
Right.
Can you?
Because I'm not listening.
Can you do the same... What? Sorry. Can you do the same thing with a Bovril as you can with Marmite? Can you make Marmite into a drink?
You can only do it with Bovril at Marmite at football matches.
Right.
It's illegal otherwise. Not allowed to do it.
Yeah. And it has to be like a junior soccer game.
Definitely.
You can't have anything like FA
girls
approved.
Girls game. Girls, obviously not fellas.
Right.
Girl game, yeah.
Which
otherwise,
it is
otherwise it's Bovril.
Yeah, I used to love that, Marmite, when we were playing football.
Fabulous.
Someone's mum, Anthony Campbell's mum, used to bring it in a big flask.
Yeah, brilliant.
Okay. It's a warm drink, but it tastes even warmer because of the sort of nature of the flavour.
The beefiness.
It's warming.
Beefy goodness.
Beefy goodness.
It's like a beef breeze. When you open the flask up, you get this beef breeze.
What's Marmite called in Australia?
Vegemite.
And then remember that story we did the other year when they were making beer out of Vegemite brew? You remember the Vegemite?
Beer and the contents of ashtrays.
I'm happy it's off the shelves,
to be honest. Ashtray beer.
Disgusting product.
You know what? There's going to be a black market for this because I know people who will not be able to get by without Marmite. Friends of mine who are contractors and what have you in England, they have it in the van. Yeah. They have big jars of it like this size.
It's cheaper than gypsum for drywalling as well.
Pretty much.
I've got a whole whole link set up back from Abu Dhabi because you can get it in Abu Dhabi. No problem.
Right.
I'm exporting it, man.
You can get it in then.
I can get it in.
Do you know what they're going to find one day? You know how they always find that there's always another use for things? The most random things they'll find, like Marmite's great for taking the stain of death out of silk. You know, they get the Turin shroud.
Oh, clean it.
And someone like soaks it in Marmite for a month, and it's like, look, I got that Jesus face out. There you go, look.
The Turin shroud. That's what they're going to discover.
Right.
Actually, it's Marmite, and it was made in the 1970s.
Jesus fell asleep after having a Marmite face mask.
We never thought to test for it.
Well, in the days of the Nazarenians, they used to wear it as a face pack. The yeast used to lift blackheads.
Lovely. So that's an interesting
But don't use Bovril as a face pack.
Oh,
it'll kill you.
The most famous
I'll turn
thing
you into a footballer.
The most famous thing that's used, one thing that's used for another is duct tape, which is good for everything.
Mythbusters.
Ducts. It's useless on ducts. But right. There's a different product for ducts now. But
Marmite.
Duct tape can be used for virtually anything else.
Pretty much.
Marmite.
What do you use it for?
What?
Everything.
Tape. I use it taping down cables. I use it for put it over the wife's mouth during
dampening drums.
Weird sexual acts. I do all sorts of things. I tape the duct to the ceiling.
Do you ever forget to take it off?
Hey?
Do you ever forget to take it off?
What, the thing on the mouth? Have you ever seen it with it on a face? Never.
You've got to, at some point in your life, on someone's bachelor party, get like a box of duct tape, and the guy who's going to get married absolutely wrap them from head to foot like a, you know, when a caterpillar goes into that thing, into a cocoon. You wrap them completely in duct tape, and then you put them on a lamppost on the corner of Polk and Sutter Street in San Francisco, where all the bad action is, and then you tape them to the post.
Is that like a bachelor party thing?
That's like what we did to somebody.
You've done that, have you?
Yeah, it took them 2 hours to get this guy out.
Wow.
Was he
right
alive?
In the Tenderloin in San Francisco on someone's bachelor party. Pat Ryan from Irish Express. We tied him up.
That's a lot. That's quite expensive as well, Duct Tape.
Well, he owns a furniture moving company, so it was very easy. We used his tape.
That's great. Good lad. I didn't have a bachelor party for my wedding.
You didn't?
You ever had a bachelor party for your weddings?
No, because I'd stopped drinking by the time I was in the business of marriage.
Yeah, me too. So it was pointless, really.
I mean, if I'd been drinking at that, I wouldn't have got... Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I might have one when I'm 70, just to see what it's like.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to, like... Because I know you don't drink, and neither do I. Are you going to, like... You're saying 70.
I'm going to call you on my 70th birthday when I'm 80. Plastered.
I've always said 80. When I'm 80, all bets are off.
80? Should we do that then?
When I'm 80.
Who's going to be? I'll be 80 first. Why don't we start drinking on my 80th?
How old are you?
42.
How are you going to be 80 first?
What do you mean?
How is it possible you to be, unless the two of us are dead?
I'm 50.
Right.
I'm 8 years older than you, so I will be 80 before you.
Oh, all right, then we'll do it that way.
Right.
Saves time.
Okay. It's all right, you don't have to be good
at that. What would your opening drink be?
Oh, man, bourbon.
Do you know what I'm going to kick it off with?
Go on.
A Black Velvet. Champagne and Guinness.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Brandy Alexander for me, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know what? There's always a famous story attached to drinks. Brandy Alexander's were the drink that got John Lennon thrown out of the troubadour.
There you go.
Well, that's a good segue. I just want to tell you that I saw Paul McCartney last week.
I was Macca.
It's all right. It was in Ralph's buying fish sticks.
Did he pay you that 20?
No, he still owes me that 20 bucks. Well, that's how he stays rich, isn't it?
Scousers.
Don't pay his debts.
Hey!
Playing in the... Anyway, so it was at Desert Trip.
It was a good one.
It was a good one. It was a weird one. He's very old.
Do you know what? Yes, he is. And he's starting to look like he's got those soft, like, old lady cheeks and those folds.
It looks like my grandma, Lily.
You can't do anything with him now. Even his plastic surgeon said, no, you see what's happened is you've got too thin and healthy, your skin's too large, you're still Paul McCartney, but it's changed, dude.
He's lived too long.
Yeah.
But it looked like an amazing 3-hour show for a 74-year-old man.
3 hours?
Yeah. Pretty incredible. But he's got about 74% of his voice. And about 18% of his eyebrows.
Did he really play 3 hours, or was the show 3 hours?
No, he played. He just kept playing.
3 hours?
He kept playing. After 2 hours, I'm like, all right, Paul, that's enough. He's very cheesy. He's just what you think, exactly what you think of him.
Cheese fest.
And he's got his thumbs up, you know, and he's like,
right.
Hey, are we going to have a good time tonight?
Purposely dressing down.
Hey.
He's got his Kirkland jeans on.
He's like a working man's club act. So he's totally
everybody he gets his clothes at Costco. See the shirt? I got it at Forever 21.
I'd like to dedicate his next song to my old friend George.
Right.
You know, it's like that. It's all that. It's very odd. I don't know. The band were good. Quite tight. Brilliant. It was like seeing your nice uncle's Beatles tribute band.
Right.
You know what I mean? They were very good, really good. But it was.
Did he have any special guests on? Did he bring people on? Yeah. You were like, whoa.
Neil Young. You brought Neil Young on.
Neil Young's a big name, but did he bring anyone else out?
Weird juxtaposition, though, because Neil Young, very sort of loose and country and not
right.
An American, and like, and McCartney, very sort of, hey, are we going to have a good time?
Not with Neil Young.
Tonight.
It's a bit hey.
It was a very odd mixture of the two.
I would never have put Paul McCartney and Neil Young together on a stage.
No. But Neil Young did a show before him, it was very good.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd put Paul McCartney on the stage with the Golden Girls, that'd be good. Doing the thank you for being a friend.
Here's a track by Paul McCartney, it's called Let It Roll.
coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire.
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Quite right, too. God save the Queen. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a little panda there looking at you, Jason.
Yeah, the oldest ever kept in captivity has died at the age of 38.
38?
It's not that impressive, is it?
A panda?
Yeah, 38, so what?
What did he die of?
I'm 50.
What did he die of, though?
Bamboo poisoning.
Oh, no, that's right. So it's 38.
Right.
But they're like dogs. They've got a certain number of years to do, you know what I mean? So I think it's.
Where does a panda get that?
It's about 3 years. Each year, it's more than 100 years old. The panda,
in panda, yeah.
She lost her appetite. She's just old age.
Look at her there. She's like, I don't feel too good.
She doesn't look that good. She's got black rings around her eyes,
black eyes, and
yeah,
that look.
Terrible.
You can always tell when the first starts going a little yellow.
Yeah.
You know, like a smoking panda.
Yeah. No, she doesn't look very good at all. So it's probably right.
Can you eat panda?
You wouldn't want to.
You can't.
It would probably make you the most unpopular person on the planet.
It's a very good question.
I've never, because you never really see it much on.
They used to eat panda bears.
It's not on the menus. On the menu, no.
Is it tasty?
I don't know. It's quite nice if you slice it. If you know what a tofurkey is.
Yeah.
No, not a tofurkey. It's a turkey that you stuff with a smaller bird.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the old goose and the swan and the partridge and the quail and the thing.
A tadunkin, tadinkin.
So what do you say? You put a koala bear inside of that and then cook it?
A dolphin. Put a dolphin in there. In a panda.
Like a surf and turf.
You do like if you're Donald Trump, like, for example, or somebody like that.
We'd not mentioned him yet, had we?
You do. You put animals that are about to, you know, go extinct. Threatened animals.
Inside of more threatened animals.
That's right, exactly, yeah. Yeah. Until you wind up with a very, very rare insect.
Do you think DNA is going to bring the dodo back?
I hope so.
Wouldn't it be great to have some dodos kicking around?
I'd love to see a dodo.
Those feathers are worth so much money.
Yeah. I'd like to see...
What's the first thing you'd do if you saw a dodo?
Shoot it!
Be extinct again in an hour.
I'd like to hear a radio show with a bunch of sort of nearly extinct birds talking rubbish on the air. Oh.
We've got a bit of news for you. This is it. You're here.
It's KX93.5. It's Lagoon's Only FM, and it's full English breakfast this morning.
It really
Daniel
is.
Barnes, Martin Cohen, and our new friend, or my old friend, their new friend, Chris Nelson, who's all the way from Abu Dhabi. It's funny, isn't it, being an expat? That's what this show originally was supposed to be like, a British show, but it's not a British show because we're not really British.
No.
We've been here too long, and some of our references are rubbish. People in England tell me.
We should, we should really research it, but why? Why?
Right.
Well, right, exactly.
I haven't lived in England since 82. So
they don't pay us enough yet.
I've not lived there in 14 years.
My references are Victorian.
I commute weekly. So I get a bit upset on a Saturday night when we're not doing a show. I'm like halfway here.
Yeah. You're all, you're in business class, though, aren't you, mate? You're
every right. time, thanks to the British Hair Company.
They put me in first, mate.
But so seriously, we've got a minute, right? Really? I mean,
soft-boiled egg.
What's your first impression
of Osaka?
Of Osaka since you've been here.
It's not as green as I thought it would be, but
really?
It's more beautiful.
Ah, that's nice of you.
We are talking nice about Osaka.
Because people are very...
Oh, yeah, no, it's crap.
People are very patriotic here. If you say
like
something
Nesbra.
Nasty about them, they'll chase you down the street, an angry mob.
Okay, well, it's all right. It's like the
they'll
nice...
let you go at Emerald Bay, though.
It's like the nice parts of Nesbra, then.
It's the best place I've ever been to.
I love it. I do actually love it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. All right, well, it's KX93.5. It's Lagunas Only, and Steve Reed's up next. He's got he's the second most popular DJ on the radio here
in the world.
Did you know that?
Couldn't be.
Yeah, I've heard that because it's after what's his name, the guy that comes before us, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Where are you on this ranking?
I'm actually number 10. Hey, I'm top 10 tit in Laguna.
You are?
Yeah, because there's a new thing coming out in Laguna Beach magazine.
Oh, tell
me. Top 10 people of the year, and I'm one of them.
Oh God.
I am.
No, please.
I am. They're going to take my picture on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh. I'm going to be in this magazine.
Top 10.
And I'm going to be, there's going to be all sorts of like really like posh people who've like done important things. And then me.
Well, you've done an important thing.
What have I done? I played a Paul McCartney song, made fun of his eyebrows.
Here daily.
That's important.
Here daily, serving the community.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I'm, whatever it is, I'm proud to do it.
Good for you, mate. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
How are you going to feel when you
accept this award on behalf of God?
How are you going to feel though when you're number nine?
Hey, what happened to the 10 from last year? What do they do to them?
What happens to these people?
They were the most brilliant people in the world, and then a year later,
what happens to these people?
I saw one of them clean
up
leaves.
What happens to these people?
They're forgotten, aren't they?
They just go off. They have a better idea. Yeah, they have a few too many shandy basses.
They just retire, don't they?
They do. It goes to their head.
They're tired.
We're retiring at 80, and we're retiring on a right good old drinking session.
A binge.
Mm.
All right, well, we'll be back next week to do more of this show.
Why not?
I won't.
Won't you? Why not?
I'm in New Orleans.
Yeah, he is.
Right. Oh,
I'm at a conference.
Ah, business thing. Mm-hmm. New Orleans. Wow, I'm jealous.
Are you going to call in when you've had your Bloody Mary?
No. At this time of the day, I'll be...
asleep.
No, I'll be way through middle of meetings, but no.
All right, well, I'll play a Dr. John track then, seeing as you're going to Louisiana.
I'm going to have coffee and beignet.
Can I guess it? Is it one of the... What a night?
No.
Oh.
Have fun. Beignet. Listen, we've got to go, because we're encroaching on Steve's show. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM.